Hi, everybody. Once again, this is Jordan, and today is Monday, February 1st. This is our weekly team meeting where we go over training, strategy, announcements, and promotions. And tonight I have a fun call for you. I've got some special guests on the call. Actually, tonight's call is called the Fortune and Chance Meetings. And the reason I titled the call that is you just never know who you're going to meet. I met a couple of guys a few months ago that, quite frankly, have changed my life. It's not just the fortune in the money that you make, but it's the fortune in the relationships that you build. You may have heard of these guys if you've been around for a couple of months. Beyond, my good friend Beyond Wynn from Cleveland and Jalife Ali, they're brothers, and they live in Cleveland. And we've done a lot of hanging out together. In fact, they got a couple people on their team, Jace Collins and Jefferson Green, that rented a beautiful motor coach, and we took a little team down to the Atlanta. We took a team from Atlanta to the Tampa Treat'em Right, got to know each other a little bit. So, but I've got some additional guests that Jalife's going to announce tonight, and it's going to be a little surprise for you. Just think about this. Your chance meetings can lead to some of the most rewarding relationships as well as income that comes with that. So you want to be open to who you may meet along the way and what it could lead to. And as I mentioned, these two people, senior managers Beyond Wynn and Jalife from Cleveland, these guys have become really close friends of mine in a short time. And because of them, I've met some really great people, including Jace Collins and Jefferson Green, who are also senior managers. They're out of Atlanta. And Beyond and Jalife have spoken at a few of our events, and they've hosted some events on their own. And I guess how I'd like to start, Beyond, are you on the phone with me right now?
Yeah.
Hey, yes. How you doing?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
It's good to have you on, man. I was hoping that you could take, 3, 4, 5 minutes and just tell the story. I love this story. It's just a perfect example of what we're talking about on the call tonight. I was hoping you'd start by telling the story of how you met Jason and that whole story that just is just amazing. Would you mind telling that story tonight?
Yeah, but it's going to take about 30 minutes. No. Yeah, I can tell it. I can kind of like cut it down a little bit.
All right.
A friend of mine in Atlanta, his name is Diego, he introduced me to a young lady that lived in Cleveland that was interested in meeting somebody in Cleveland, you know, positive that she could connect with. So he asked me would I meet with the young lady and talk to her. I told him yes. I set up a time. I met with her. We sat down and talked. The first question I asked her was, what was she most passionate about? She said she was passionate about starting a nonprofit organization where she would raise money and buy teddy bears and take them to hospitals where kids were with cancer and donate the teddy bears. I said, wow, that sounds great. What can I do to assist you with that? She said, well, I need a venue so I can hold an event so I can raise some awareness and raise some money. I said, cool. I got a friend of mine that runs a center in Cleveland where we can do the event at for free. So she said, great. So anyway, when I left the meeting, I sent her a card. She called me 3 days later after she got the card. She loved it. I walked her through a gift account, showed her how to send a card because she was interested in that. She loved it. When we got done, she said when she got her money together, she wanted to sign up and you just send out cards so she could send cards to those families. The next week after that, she called me. She said, I got somebody I think will be a great contact for you. It's this guy that comes in to rent a car about once a month. His name is Jefferson Green from Atlanta. He's into new technology, selling smart boards to school systems for classrooms. So I was like, that sounds good. She's like, but I'm just trying to see how can I put you all together. I said, well, tell Jefferson I got some contacts in his arena that can assist him with growing his business in Cleveland. So she put us together. I told Jefferson, you know, what it was that I wanted to do, share, you know, some information that can help him with his business. At the end of the conversation, he asked me, well, so what do you do, Beyond? I said, I have an online greeting card service where you can personalize cards for about $1. The company sends them out, puts them in an envelope and everything. He said, wow, that sounds great. He said, I was just looking into getting some cards from American Greeting or Harmos to send out for people that I deal with. I said, well, here's my site information. Go on. And then let me know what you think. The next day, he called me back. He said, yeah, this is great. I like this. He said, is this network marketing? I said, yes, it is. He said, my wife is into network marketing. I want to have her calling you in about an hour. An hour later, his wife called me. We talked for a minute, told her how I got started. Told her how I got started in it. We arranged something. I walked her through a gift account. She loved it. And she said, can I share a story with you? I'm going to cut her story down a little bit. Basically, her and her partner was looking for something to get involved in to add to what it, to enhance what they were doing. It just so happened her partner, Jefferson Green, had picked up a success magazine from Borders. And guess who was on the front of the magazine? Send out cards. He instantly, when he looked through the magazine, he liked the concept. They wanted to get involved. But before that, he told Jasa about it, and Jasa connected with her husband, I guess an hour later, to go over with her husband first. But her husband had just talked to me, and it was a coincidence. He had just talked to me, and he had learned about the send-out cards, and he put me and Jasa together, and Atlanta Team was born.
And the Atlanta Team is born, and it's growing fast. Jasa and Jefferson have a great team of people in Atlanta growing, and you know, you just never know who you're going to meet, right, Dion?
Right.
That's great. And, you know, I look at our story and how we met, same kind of thing. I mean, I was shopping for some real estate. I wasn't even shopping for some real estate. I was just doing what I do and looking at real estate on the Internet. And one thing leads to the next, and I meet Alex over the phone, and then I'm going to be in Columbus and Pittsburgh, and Cleveland is right between all that. And so I stop by and look at some things, and next thing I know, we're friends. And that's led to hundreds of people that continue to grow. It's so great. So, and Jalife, Beyond's brother's on with us. Jalife, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Hey, so these guys have a lot going on. Jalife owns a successful fitness business, training business in Cleveland. And man, I was hoping you might. By the way, Jalife, you may remember Jalife from the convention. He spoke at the convention and just move people to tears. I mean, just an amazingly powerful speech. Jalife, would you introduce the guests that we have on the call tonight and maybe have them say hello?
Yeah, sure. Well, the guest that we have is Malik Hagler and L'Oreal Hagler. You guys could say hello.
Hi.
And do we have anyone else yet, Jalife?
And yes, Jamil Jackson.
Hello?
Jamil, are you out there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, great. And is there anything you want to say before we start, Jalife? Is there anything you want to say about these guys?
Well, one thing I would like to point out that these guys, Malik Hagler and L'Oreal Hagler, they are actually 10 years old. Is that correct, Malik, L'Oreal?
Yes. Yeah.
Right. So these are my young entrepreneurs. I actually met Malik at a library through a friend of mine, and he said that you know, he had a friend of his who wanted to get her son started in his own business. So I thought her son was probably about like 17 or 18. I get a tap on my shoulder. I met him at the library. And I get a tap on my shoulder. I turn around, and it's this little short guy talking about, I'm Malik. And at the time, he was 9 years old. So it was really, really funny that I did a gift account walkthrough with 2 9-year-olds. It was Malik and his cousin, L'Oreal,
and
I did the gift account walkthrough with.
And Malik's mom is Pam Hagler, and L'Oreal's mom is Stephanie Hagler, and they're sisters. And Malik and L'Oreal, they hang out together, and they're both 10 years old. And I'm going to ask them a few questions here in just a minute. And then LaTanya Jackson, her son, Jamil, how old are you?
I am 17.
Jamil's 17, and Beyond was telling me some stories about Jamil. I think it was Beyond that was telling me on the motor coach when we were going down to Tampa. And I'm like, I got to talk to this guy. And so we called, and we had a nice little chat. So I guess to start with, first of all, Malik and L'Oreal, is great. Thanks for being, and Jamil, thanks for being on the call tonight. I know a lot of people are interested to hear what you have to say. So, are you nervous?
Yes.
Well, I don't mean to make you nervous or anything, but there's thousands of people listening tonight. Does that make you more nervous or less nervous?
No.
You should be excited. So, all right. So I met these two, Malik and Jamil, at an event that Beyond and Jelai put on in Cleveland a few months ago, and I was so impressed by these two. They're so excited about send-out cards, and they're sending cards, and they're even doing gift account walkthroughs. So I think I'm going to start with L'Oreal. I'm going to start with you, if it's okay. Would you tell everyone how you got started in send-out cards?
Well, my aunt told my mom about her friend and asked if I wanted to get started and doing greeting cards. Well, Malik, the one who walked me through it, and he signed me up, and he was actually the one who helped me get send-out cards and signed up and everything.
Now, I want to make sure everyone understands that legally you need to be 18 years old to actually sign up as a distributor. So we can't sign up people under the age of 18, but Malik and L'Oreal, they are working the business, and they're working it, of course, under the name of their mom. So I want to make sure that you know that. So why do you like, L'Oreal, why do you like send-out cards?
It's fun, exciting, and it gives you an opportunity to own money, and it gives you an opportunity to have good relationships with your family members.
Yep, that's great. Do you actually send cards out?
Yes.
What kind of cards do you send out? Can you think of a couple cards that you've sent out that you could tell us about?
Birthday cards, sympathy cards, holidays, postcards.
That's great.
Picture postcards.
Now, Malik, do you actually send out cards as well?
Yes.
Do you have any good card stories of cards that you sent to people that you can think of?
Yes.
You want to tell us one? Tell me one.
Well, when I first got started, Verizon let me send out a free card. So I thought about my dad, and I sent out a nice card to my dad.
And what did he say when he got it?
Well, he said, wow.
Yeah, that's great. So what are some of the reasons you like send-out cards, Malik?
Well, I like send-out cards because it's fun to make your own personal cards with your pictures and everything. And then you get to send them out to people that you don't usually see in regular life. That lives far away.
Now, do you two do gift account walkthroughs as well? Are you actually having other people send cards on the system?
Yes.
Tell me, either one of you, tell me an example, like somebody that you've walked through sending a card.
Well, it was one of my mom's friends named Lisa.
Uh-huh.
So she sent out a card to one of her family members.
She sent a card to one of her family members? What was her reaction after she sent it?
Well, I really don't know what her friend really said back to her.
Okay. And Malik, or I'm sorry, L'Oreal, are you doing gift account walkthroughs as well?
Yes.
Do you have any good stories of gift account walkthroughs that you've done?
I sent out a card to did the gift account walkthrough to one of my mom's customers. I'm not sure what her name is, but she still talk about the story every time she sees me. And I sent her a card, and ever since then, she's been talking about the card.
That's great. So, L'Oreal, what would you do if you were walking me through a gift account? How would you do that? Like, what can you tell me? Like, kind of tell me what you would do to walk me through a gift account. Can you do that? Is that a tough one for you?
Yeah. Well, first I will go on the computer, and basically the walkthrough is where I can go on the computer and go on Send Out Cards.
Uh-huh.
And what I would do is I would go where it gives you a walkthrough.
Yeah.
And show you the packages that you can buy to have to do the signing up. I will show you the how much the packages cost.
Yeah.
And show you how to make a card, and I give you opportunity to make a free card.
Uh-huh. Good job. Good job. I can see why you do well at this. So, Jamil, how you doing? Can I say, I'm going to talk to Jamil for a couple minutes. I'm really proud of you two, by the way. I'm proud of you, Malik, and proud of you, Lariel. When I saw the cards, when we were at that event, and I saw the cards that you were making, because you showed me a book that had some of the cards that you'd created. One, I think, that you sent your mom. I was really, really impressed. And so I'm real excited for you, too. You got a really bright future, and you're changing lives by sending cards out. And you'll get more and more stories the more you do that. And it's just fun because, you know, I joined the company 5 or 6 years ago, and there are now people turning 18 that were just, 12, 13, 14 years old when I started, and they're now old enough to actually be real reps. And just think about what the future holds for somebody who gets started at the age of 10, like Malik and L'Oreal. So that's phenomenal. Jamil, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, would you tell everybody, Jamil, how old are you?
I'm 17.
You're 17. And how did you get introduced to Send Out Cards?
Well, actually, my mother had been doing it prior to me asking her, but I was just thinking of ways that I could send cards to my old bosses that helped me out a lot, or that helped me, you know, get through work or get money some type of way. And I went to my mother, and she was telling me about Send Out Cards, because I really just wanted to send out some cards to a couple of people.
Yep.
But upon asking her, I found out a whole bunch of stuff about it, about how the money is worked out through the entrepreneur packet and the other packets that are available on Send Out Cards. And after that, then I read the book Beach Money, written by you, and I was so inspired by it that it made me join Send Out Cards that day, or
That's
the next
great.
Day.
And
the
so
day
did you actually go to your mom and say, I want to do Send Out Cards?
No, I actually went to her and asked her how Send Out Cards, well, yeah, basically, I asked her how Send Out Cards worked because I wanted to send out some cards.
And have you been sending out cards?
Yes, I've been sending out cards faithfully every day. Like
every day?
Two cards a day, yeah.
So what kind of responses have you gotten from the people you send cards to?
People love the cards that I send out. They love them. But I've done, I think, about one gift account walkthrough.
Uh-huh.
One video. I've sold a video to one person and a gift account walkthrough because I just signed up last week, I believe.
Right.
Yeah, and I have an appointment tomorrow to see somebody.
So what do you think your future is with Send Out Cards? What do you see yourself doing with it?
I see myself, well, as a kid right now, I want to pay for college or find ways to pay for college in the next year. I want to have a car probably, too. And then after all of that is said and done, I want to, you know, eventually have my own house.
That's
like
great.
Like my early 20s probably.
That's awesome. So you want to have your own house in your early 20s, pay for your college and a car.
Yeah.
That's great. And so when you read Beach Money, I think it was Beyond that was telling me, you went in there, you started making your list of things that you want. Like there was a chapter in there that I talk about, making your dream list.
Yes.
And you did that, right?
Well, I did half of it. I still have more, you know, I'm still thinking of ideas. But so far, I have written down that I would like to, you know, travel, move a couple of places to probably Virginia Beach or Miami, Florida, get married, have a big house down there somewhere in Miami, Florida, you know, go through college, little stuff like that. But nothing, I need to, you know, revise it.
Now, did somebody say that you spoke with one of your teachers about Send Out Cards and they kind of gave you a little bit of a negative back or something like that?
Yes, yes. I told my, I think it was my intro to speech teacher. I told her about it. And, you know, it was my, I think her, that was my first person that I told. And, you know, I was describing it. I didn't show her the video, the opportunity video. So, because I guess the computers at the school don't have speakers, computer speakers. So I was kind of talking to her, and she was like, well, it's a pyramid. And I was like, well, no, it's not. But it, what I've learned, though, was that you don't, talk as much as you show. You're supposed to really talk less and show the videos and show the Send Out Cards website before you give them a full, you know, a full view of the website from your point of view. Cause, you know,
did you all hear that, everybody? For coming from a 17-year-old. So what he's saying, what Jamil's saying here is you don't want to talk about it. You want to show it. Isn't that right?
Yes, yes. It's 95% show. So, 95%. I mean visual, 95% visual.
Yeah. So what are some of the reasons why you like Send Out Cards?
I love Send Out Cards because, first of all, the cards, I love, I'm very creative with my writing, so I love, you know, putting words together and making people feel good. That's the first part. And the second part is it's networking. So you get to meet a lot of people doing the same thing that you're doing or want to do the same thing that you're doing while making money, getting them signed up. That's the second part why I like it.
Great. That's good stuff. You're going to go far, Jamil. I have a feeling you're going to be very, very successful at what you do.
So
can you tell everybody what you think of what is residual income and what do you think of it?
Residual income, from my perspective, is when you do something once and get paid for it for the rest of your life or eternally over and over and over again. And I think it's great because most people, well, from this is, I got this idea from the, from Beach Money. Most people, the basic American way of living is you grow up, you go to school, and you get a job, and you work that job for the rest of your life, or we're not taught to get multiple streams of income. We're taught to just work a job and get paid. But residual income, you work once, but you keep getting paid over and over again, and I love that.
Dang, you want to start running this call? Seriously. Wow, that's good stuff. I like that. That's good stuff. Well, listen, Jamil. Jamil, Malik, and Lariel, I'm so proud of you three, and you're all going to be very successful in life. And, Jamil, I got to tell you, you know, there's a lot of people that, you know, they get one negative thing from one person and they're done.
Right.
And you talked to your teacher and you didn't get a real positive response right away. You learned from that. It didn't knock you out of the game. You learned from it and you stay focused and you're moving forward. And that's, and I got to tell you, a lot of the people like that, a lot of people that give you negatives when you first show it to them, a lot of those people end up becoming your best distributors down the road.
Right. Because one thing I want to add this to, today I went into school and I was getting ready to walk out and I ran into two teachers that I sent cards to and they were ecstatic about the cards that I sent them. They were like, how did you do that? I want to, or they were very interested in how I did it and I started telling them that I have a card business. But I will find some things to pass out to them as soon as I can because they were amazed by the cards that I had made them. And those are two other teachers that work at my school. But I didn't tell them anything. I didn't walk them through anything. I just gave them or sent them two unexpected cards through the mail.
When you send those unexpected cards to the teachers and they get those cards, they're going to talk to the other ones.
Right.
And you create a positive buzz.
Exactly, because they have them posted on their desk. So when people walk in, they're like, they even told me that people like the cards that they saw on the desk.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Well, Jamil, thanks for being on the call. Malik and Lariel, I have one thing that I'm going to wrap up with. Again, I want to just tell you how proud I am of you three and what you're doing with Send Out Cards, and not just with Send Out Cards, but you don't even realize the lives that you're going to change by being involved in sending those cards out and introducing new people to Send Out Cards. I'm looking forward to getting great stories from you over the next few months. I know you're going to have people that are going to join Send Out Cards, that are going to sign up and are going to build it, and ultimately that's going to create some great income for you, but also it's going to create a lot of stories of how people have changed lives through the lives that they've touched through the cards and things like that. So way to go. I want to just close with a story tonight. And you know, in my book Beach Money, the beginning of the book, I dedicate the book to a guy named Jay Smith. Jay passed away, but he was my mentor back in 1992. He was the top earner in my last company. And I was at an event, and I was brand new in the company. I'd never signed up a rep in over 10 years of network marketing. And I was sitting at this event in San Francisco. I went with my sponsor, and Jay, who was a five-figure monthly earner at the time, he was the top guy in the company, he tapped me on the shoulder, and he said, and he handed me a note. He just pat me on the shoulder, and he handed me a note. I still have the note today. And it was a handwritten note on a small piece of stationery with his name and phone number at the top. And in quotation, or I'm sorry, not in quotation marks, but in his handwriting on there, it said, Jordan, nothing would make me happier than to see you get your executive promotion and soon. Signed, your friend Jay Smith. That's all he said. He just handwrote that on the note and handed it to me. And I read that, and you know, something happened in that moment, and I cherished that note. And I went on to build one of the largest organizations in that company, and I attribute some of that to those encouraging words. So when you give someone encouraging words in a card, when you type something out and send encouraging words to somebody, you literally have an opportunity to change their life. So I'm going to open the call tonight and give everybody a chance to say goodnight. I want to thank you all for being on the call. I hope you found some inspiration in these great young people that have been on with us, and I look forward to seeing all three of you guys with your parents, of course, at the event or the next time I'm in Cleveland. And so I'm going to open the call and give you all a chance to say good night and thank you for being on with us. On the count of three, go ahead and tell me your name and the city you're calling from. One, two.
Germany.
Germany.